We promised you earlier we were going to show you a way of detecting the world's magnetic field. So, Dave, take it away.
So what you need for this, you need a reasonable bowl. It's easier if it's got a flat bottom. Some water. So put a couple of inches of water in the bowl. I'll just do that now. And so you've got a bowl of water. You'll need a needle or a pin, a magnet, and something that floats. I've got some of that soft, flexible packaging foam. So, so what you want to do is get a piece of that, which will float your needle on nicely. So I'll just tear that off gently. So I've got enough packaging foam so I can float the needle in the centre. Then you want to take your magnet. You don't want to use the magnets, the flexible ones you get on fridges, but the solid lumps that you get on fridges will work fine. Now you want to stroke your needle. So you stroke it from one end to the other several times. But
so you've got the magnet against the needle, and you're going from the cotton threading through end towards the pointy bit.
Yeah, don't go back again. Keep going in the same direction
so
without
moving
the end, your
magnet. Lift it off.
Come back again. Keep stroking.
Okay.
Pretend it's a nice cat or something. Keep stroking in one direction. Stroking back will always annoy cats and needles, it would appear. Okay. So you got your needle. You then want to float it in the centre of the water on your piece of polystyrene or something. With any luck, then over a few seconds, it will turn itself round and point north-south.
Said so, what Dave's got a big Pyrex dish in the centre of the desk, and it's about half full of water. There's a lump of polystyrene now floating around in the water with this needle on it, and the needle has actually swung round. So how do we know that you're not cheating us and that really is north-south?
It's still moving. Give it a while. I've got a compass next to it, and hopefully when it calms down, it'll take a few rotations to calm down. It'll end up pointing north-south.
So let's see the compass. Hang on.
Getting there.
It's not far off, actually, is it? Okay, so what's happened?
Well, when you stroke the magnet, the steel in the pin, in the needle, yeah, it's just come, it actually is pointing pretty good north-south, it's good. When you, the magnet will, inside the steel of the pin, the steel's made up of lots of little tiny magnets within it.
And normally, what are those tiny magnets? Because you can't say a magnet's made of magnets, because that doesn't answer the question.
On the smallest scale, it's actually the electrons orbiting the atoms. And there are more of them orbiting in one direction than the other, so it's like an electric current going around them, so they're an electromagnet. You may have wound a wire around a nail as a kid, turns it into makes an electromagnet, so you've got a magnet. Now, normally all these little tiny magnets within the needle are pointing in different directions, because if you take a bowl, fill it through a magnet, the north poles will end up sticking to the other south poles and they'll end up going lots of little circles, and overall it won't be very magnetised. But if you put a magnetic field on it, they'll all want to line up with that magnetic field.
And that's why you stroked in the same direction every time. So what have you pulled all those tiny magnets so they all line up now?
Yeah, when you put the magnet on the needle, so you've got the north pole sticking on the needle. So north pole sitting on the needle, so the south pole of all the little tiny magnets will point towards the magnet. As you pull that across, it means the south poles keep pointing towards the magnet, they're left along, so the end which you leave from will be the opposite pole to the one you stuck it to.
So that makes a sort of weak magnet. So what about when you buy those really nice, expensive, strong magnets? How do they make those?
They have to melt. Basically, they take a material which is very it's very hard to move the minute magnets around. You heat it up so it's very hot. Then the magnets can move around more easily. You put it in a big strong magnetic field from an electromagnet, cool it down, and then
it freezes
it in position.
Cool. Right. So I mean, you've made a basic compass on the desk here, but if this was 500 years ago, people had compasses and ships. They didn't have the benefit of a nice strong magnet to magnetise a needle with. So how would they have done it?
The compass is working because the Earth is a magnet, so it's lining up with the Earth. In the olden days, kind of the first people who found this were, I think, the Vikings. If you get some kind of rock called magnetite, which actually you dig out of the ground, it's already magnetised. It's actually magnetised when it was molten. It's affected by the Earth's magnetic field. All the magnets line up with the Earth's magnetic field, so it turns into a magnet. You then knock a piece of that off, and if you hang it on a piece of string, it'll line up with the north-south of the Earth, and you use it to navigate by.